Simon Shanayan Siv Gimel. Chamesh Chaburish Shavsa Vitrakten Vichakul Mechitas. Five groups of people are in one large room and they put up mechitas between them. Im Oivim Kulom Ze Al Ze. Shin Pesel Besolachot Ze El Achitim. Kulom Oivim De Echolo. If one room is inside the other, which is inside the other. In other words, there's only one entrance to the Chotzer, let's say on the eastern side. And then they split it up, going towards the west, into five different rooms. So basically, everybody's going through everybody else. The two innermost ones have to put in Eiv Chatzeis independently. Why? The outer ones, we say, but since so many people are going through them, they consider just like a gateway for the outer ones. But the rule is like this. There's something called the Beis Shaar, which is like an anteroom, which does not require an Eiv. It's a Beis Shaar for a private person. In other words, there's only one person going through it, then it doesn't have the status of Beis Shaar. It's considered like a regular room. If there's Beis Shaar of a rabbin, of multiple people, then it's not considered like a house. So the first one is dwelling by himself. The second one is a Beis Shaar, an anteroom for the first one, but the inner one is only a yochid. So therefore, he also is considered a house. But from then on, the third, fourth, and fifth, they're the Beis Shaar, the rabbin, and the melech do not have to take part in the Eiv. Like we said before, the other ones are just considered like anterooms to the first two. If everybody has his own Pesel Lechatz, so now they're independent rooms, they don't go on to each other. The Ramot adds, Oy, Shein Oyvim Zel Ze. Or if each one is not directly on to the Chatzah, but they have some side anteroom which they go through that into the Chatzah. If the separation between one person and the next go up to the ceiling, or at least the Torah Shalosh Tvachim within three Tvachim, which is considered sealed off halachically, and therefore we treat each one as a separate room. Even if those mechitzas are made out of material, as long as it's tied down taut, they're considered mechitza. And the mele im nechotz and noisim eiv be'echad mishal batei chotzer. If the eiv that's made for the chotzer is not made in this room that's been split up, it's been put in a piece of resin, put in by somebody else. So kol echad achas ve'achas mechabuz shebetrakli ten eiv. Each one has to contribute independently to the eiv. But it's the other way around. They collect it from all the neighbors and they put it into this big room, one of these five parts of this room. Then and consider connected enough to one another that the area isn't put in this tracklin, this large area that's split into five. It works for all five of them. The rule is, when you have multiple people in a chasa, you collect an area, you put in a house. Everybody has to contribute to the area except the one whose house it is. Also, if there's nobody else in the chasa, just these five people, they also do not have to put an eiv. You have another case. You split it up with mechitzas, and the mechitzas do not reach the ceiling. If the mechitzas are not going to the ceiling, we treat it as one big room. And therefore, even if the air will be put in somebody else's house, it's enough to put one portion for all these five groups of people, because they're considered like they're living in one room. It says the same thing applies if you have five of them. I say two of them had mechitzas that made up to the ceiling, and the other ones did not. So the ones that separated themselves are considered independent, the ones that did not, they don't have mechitzas going to the ceiling, are considered all one group. What happens if you had a second story? Two floors are already considered independent people, and therefore, even if you put an Erev into the bottom floor, it doesn't help for the people on top floor. So Kol Chabura Chabura has to put an Erev. If a person does not have independent people living by him, but he just has a Rebbe that's teaching the kids, or a Sofer, or Talmidin, that are learning in the yeshiva there, Dorma Vase, Kolecha Bechedra. Afilu Yeshu Kolecha Pesel Basur Lechotze, Baruch Yeshu Bechedra, Enem Oisre. These type of people, even they're totally independent, they have their own entrances, own rooms, but they're considered subordinate to everybody else that's living there, and they do not have to take a part in the Eruv. Autry said that these Malamdim or Talmidim that are using rooms do not need to take part in the Eruv is with two conditions. Shabru brings them. Number one is that they are also using things of the Baal HaBayis, he feeds them, or at least part of the food comes from him. And number two is that he's letting them use it on his own volition, and therefore we say, you know, want to let them use it to make him problems and make him have to make an Eruv. But if they bought their rooms or they rented out the rooms, then they have to contribute to the Eruv. And also, even if you lent it to them, but they are not at all using anything from him, also they will have to make their own contribution to the Eruv, because you need these two conditions to properly.